Chapter 21. I don't get it, I told her. Maybe she had completely wigged out. Take that look off your face, she said. Don't worry, I'm not crazy. At least, I'm not as crazy as someone willing to get run down by a barge for kicks. I was proving a point, I said, pretending to be a little hurt. I know, now it's my turn. Flip the last page. Check out the listing of other holdings. I turned to the end. There it was. There must have been 30 or 40 companies in all. They're called subsidiaries, Marina said, sounding like a real expert. One big company owns a lot of smaller companies. But it's still like the same people running the thing. You got it. Keep going through the list. Then I came to one I recognized, Quality Consultants, I said out loud, who wrote up the study of the incinerator in the first place and later advised the regional authority that it would be all right to build another burner for chemical waste. And who also run Quality Labs, I added. You're beginning to get the picture. It's got to be illegal, right? I don't know, I'm not sure. I do know that it's not right, but I don't think we can prove anything is illegal. That's what my father used to say. He was up against this sort of thing all the time, until he burned out. He still wants us to move away from Rocky Harbor. You're not really going to leave, are you? Why, what difference does it make now? You're not there, and even if you go to the papers with what you have, people around Rocky Harbor won't get upset. They don't care anymore. Marina pulled out a folder from the desk and opened it. She handed me the copy of the lab report and the copy of my father's incinerator evaluation that I had given her. Then she reached to the wall and pulled the newspaper photo of yours truly off and handed it to me. Maybe we don't even have to deal with the regional authority or any of the bozos of Rocky Harbor. She pointed to a calendar on her wall where the 10th of the month had been circled in red. That's tomorrow, I said. What's going to happen tomorrow? It's why I wanted you here. I don't think I can do this alone, but I can if you're there with me. Where? I wanted to know. There's a stockholders meeting of consolidated holdings here in the city tomorrow, downtown at one of the big hotels. I'm going to put this before the stockholders. I'm going to let them know what's going on. There was fire again in Marina's eyes, the same anger, intelligence, and energy I had seen the day we first met when she started blaming me for the landfill. But you already said that all the stockholders care about is making profit. They want money. They don't care about the rest. It's a gamble, Marina said, but we've got nothing to lose. I kind of doubt it if any of the big guys would care, but maybe there are a lot of little people like us who show up at these things. Maybe they will care. You're crazy, I said. You gonna help? Your wish is my command, I told her, and when her mother opened the door to see what we were up to, we were kissing again for the second time that night. Mrs. Ryerson cleared her throat, giving me a nervous, suspicious once-over. I think it's time you both get some sleep. I'll just remind Chris which room is his. And she led me down to the hall to the little bedroom where I made a violent attempt to get to sleep, my head spinning with the thrill of having returned to the world of the living, the world that included Marina, the world of fighters, not losers. Marina had even borrowed a suit from a cousin for me to wear. At first, I told her, no way, but she convinced me that we needed to try to fit in. It was bad enough that we woulda be the youngest people there. The suit was too tight, and I felt like a real twerp. The tie was choking me. I couldn't believe that businessmen dressed up like this every day. It was real punishment. On the upside was seeing Marina all dressed to the teeth. She looked even better than she did in her wetsuit. Wow, I said, you look beautiful. You've never seen a girl dressed up before? Not one like you. You'll knock 'em dead. That's preciously what I want to do. Marina, Mrs. Ryerson cut in, are you sure you don't want me to come with you? You two might get yourselves in trouble. No thanks, Mom. I'll be okay, as long as Chris is there. Mrs. Ryerson gave me a doubtful look. I always kept my cool. I told her, if anything goes wrong, I'll be there to keep things under control. It's my specialty. Mrs. Reerson just shook her head and walked out to the car. I definitely don't want my mom there. It would be too hard on her confronting the people from Dial. I can imagine, I said. But what about you? Are you sure you can handle this? Yes, man, I'd never been in a building like this before in my life. The hotel was brand spanking new. Mrs. Reerson dropped us off at the front door. Some turkey in maroon tails opened the car door and the door to the lobby of the hotel. I felt like I was suddenly up there with the rich and famous. It sure was a long way from Rocky Harbor, but the whole time we were walking through the magnificent lobby, my brain was making these crazy leaps. Something was coming together in a way I had never expected. I pulled Marina over to sit down for a minute on a little sofa. There was a mirror on the wall behind us, and I caught our reflection in it. We both looked older, more sophisticated. We looked like two people I had never known, and everything behind us in the mirror world was like something I had never imagined. Chandeliers, paintings on the wall. Rich, rich, rich. What is it? Marina wanted to know. Why are you acting so weird? I always act weird when I look in the mirror and see that it's not me there, but somebody else. But that's beside the point. While we were walking through the lobby, I was just thinking. I was thinking about the link between all this and the incinerator at Rocky Harbor. But then I stopped. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to say. Once again, it was like Marina was reading my mind. I think I know what you're getting at. Everything here is so clean, so orderly, so sophisticated and under control. There's nothing here that is like Dial Chemical. There's nothing dirty. Right, and when those people sit down in that room over there, they won't be thinking about any barge load of deadly chemicals that's going to burn in a second-rate incinerator that will pump poison into the sky. I know, this is all unreal. That meeting in there will discuss profit and loss. It will have nothing to do with the reality of chemical waste. No one will be thinking about what happened to my father. And that's why we're here, yes? We're the reality factor.